and not about the title of the book. Why create new futures? What is the distinctive point of new futures? Though some may think the title is oxymoron, the fact is, too many people and teams simply recycle their old futures, repeating familiar patterns, experiencing the same mistakes, and yes, reliving the same struggles and pains. Such repetitive old futures were depicted in the 1993 movie Groundhog Day, in which Bill Murray's character relives the same day again and again. For too many people and teams, this allegory is their reality. How does one know that one is not living the Groundhog Day scenario, but rather progressing and moving forward to create new futures? You experience new challenges and make new mistakes. You encounter new problems to solve, ask different questions, and build additional skills and capacities. These actions, together with the new outcomes you experience, will tell you that you are living in a new future, not a recycled one. In this book, I will share how I have helped leaders and teams create new futures that are more exhilarating and far-reaching than they had imagined possible. And not about the structure of the book. This book does not adhere to a linear, chronological story. Therefore, you can extract immediate value simply by turning to any page and/or to any segment you choose to listen to and internalize. This approach was intentional, and I share my thinking here briefly because it affects the evolution of my discovery journey. Old movies like Ben-Hur and the Ten Commandments begin a storyline, follow with an intermission, and then continue the chronology of the plot timeline. Somewhere in the mid-80s and early 90s, however, scriptwriters began to employ the innovation of retracing up and down the timeline. The evolution of this medium caught my attention because it is a reflection of the development of the human capacity to become more universal and less locally based, less time-bound, and more adaptive and timeline flexible. It also demonstrates audiences' growing sophistication. The public at large seems to be amenable to abandon the Newtonian cause and effect linearity and ready to embrace a more complex network appreciation. The digital native who were born in the post-internet age are not bound by alphabetical order. Their brains have been wired into the internet topography, where every word and idea has become a clickable portal that furthers the research for a deeper exploration. We all are now experiencing this discovery by getting used to reading in the middle and going with the flow of our interests. For this reason, I have built this book around portals rather than chapters. We no longer are bound by the linear cause and effect universe. Instead, we have the freedom to entertain mind-bending ideas. The legacy view that the past defines the future has been overlaid by a flying upside-down view that contemplates a reverse flow in which the future reframes the past. What an exciting philosophical and spiritual concept. In my workshop, my clients experience the newfound ability when we engage in the sacred stories circle. In this process, I ask people to share formative experiences that contain teachable insights. I use them to demonstrate how we can attach new meaning and significance to an earlier experience from the vantage point of our current content and appreciation. This is a simple example of how we can enable the present and future to update our past. The point of this example of how I help clients expand their thinking is to free you to explore this book any way you choose. Just as the moments and experiences described in this book trace back and forth in time, so too I invite you to let your interests guide your discovery journey. The vignettes that follow are all part of my discovery journey instigated by the propelling inquiry of this book, What Creates the Future? I have integrated my personal and my professional experiences to provide immediacy of access, to offer a practical translation of ideas, and to demonstrate how I have applied these techniques in my work. I hope this approach will inspire you to become more purposefully present in your life than you are now. More than ever, humanity now needs people who are open and prepared to imagine, create, and sustain new futures. This is a time of great transformative change. It demands our best imagination, courage, and creativity. And therefore, my task is to inspire you to be tomorrow's agent and to create conversations that birth a new future. Let's get started.